obviously we were prepared to close. Like, we thought we were going to have to close. Like, when they announced the social distancing, that was like, what, a couple of days before the lockdown. After that, just town got really quiet. Nakoro was really quiet. Like, and we were just like, this is awful. Like, this is, you know, like, and to be honest, like, I think Emil didn't think, if we closed, he didn't think we'd be able to reopen, because very much like, you know, they are dependent on getting the sales every day. They're not in that place where they can just like cover the all the rents for, you know, they've got three shops and then plus their house. So I think they were very, very worried and very aware that like they might not be reopening if they closed down. Mm. And then obviously the lockdown was announced, and he called me and he said, yeah, like, you know, that's it. Now we need to close. Like, can you let everyone know? And I was just so devastated, because obviously I knew I'd be on maternity in a few months. And I certainly wasn't ready to leave my job then. And I was so upset for them and what it meant for them. Like, all of, I know, you know, I've known them for so long, so I knew all the hard work they put into opening three different shops. And it was really sad. It was really difficult. And then, I think it was the same day he called me back and he said, right, we're going to do this instead. And I was just so relieved. I was so excited. And he was like, we're going to try and open as a shop. And like, are you happy to still work? And I was like, absolutely, yeah. And he was like, right, can you talk to everyone, talk to the team, find out who's happy to work? And sort of luckily, because we needed less people, because obviously we weren't going to be as busy, or we didn't anticipate being as busy as we were anyway. There were some people that weren't happy to work, but that kind of worked out fine, because we ended up with like a core team of like four staff at the beginning who wanted to work. And that actually kind of made things easier for us. Mm-hmm. And so I think, yeah, from the day of lockdown, we opened as a little sort of deli / shop / still serving takeaway drinks. And it just was mad. Like, it was really strange to see everything closed around us, and the streets were empty. And I remember like the first few days we weren't busy, and it just felt really alien. It felt really odd. It felt almost wrong to be open when nothing else was open. It felt like very strange.
Yeah.
But really, really quickly, like, people got word that we were open, and then it just exploded. Like, we just would literally have queues outside from 8 a.m. till 5 p.m. Like, it just endless queues. We went from having one staff member per day, we literally used to just have one person, then we had to up it to two, and then we had to get a third person and split the shifts, and then now like we're almost back up to the same level of staffing that we had before the lockdown.
Because
we were really just so busy. We need now someone on the pill, someone on the machine, and then someone restocking, and so it's been like a whirlwind of, I really didn't expect it to be as busy as it was. But it was brilliant. Like, we had such a good reception. Like, I think people were desperate for something, to do something that felt normal, to do something that wasn't shopping in like M&S or Tesco, which I think were the only two other things open in town. And I think it just became a really important part of people's routine, of this new normal type thing. Like, people would come in, and it would be like a lot of the same people, and we would just chat to them. Like, a lot of people that lived alone would come in, and that would be their only interaction for the day. Wow. You know, when the lockdown was like strictest and stuff.
Isolating. So
yeah, it was really like amazing and humbling to be in that position, and people were so grateful. Like, people were like, thank you so much for being open, like, thank you. And I was like, no, thank you for coming. Like, you're the reason we can be open. And we were so grateful. Like, you know, so many of the girls, like, they're so hardworking. Like, they didn't want to stay at home on furlough. Like, they wanted to be out and working, and yeah, it was just like a brilliant few months. I really enjoyed it, and it was, again, a new challenge for me, because dealing with all of that, and obviously we had to adapt a lot of things, our procedures in store, dealing with the 2 meter distancing, and obviously all of the one in, one out and everything. And yeah, it was a crazy time. But
It definitely has been, hasn't it? And I remember from the get-go that I think Nakora was, like you say, the only independent and literally one of the only places on the high street that was left open other than the two supermarkets, or M&S and Tesco anyway.
Yeah, literally, like, it was just us three, and we would just have that queue outside all the time. It was just, I didn't expect it, but I'm so grateful and so glad that we did stay open, because I think for so many people, like, that small level of, like, normality and interaction per day, like, the amount of people that would just say, like, thank you so much, like, I don't know what I'd do without this, like, but I really felt that, like, I felt like it was, like, people needed it, and people, you know, like, just so grateful that we'd stayed open and were able to provide that service.
What, like, have you liked, Jaya, about being in St Albans? I mean, you've worked, you know, extensively through London recently anyway, like, in the last 5 to 7 years, and you grew up in Watford. What, being a manager of an independent in St Albans, what do you think has been the real plus for you personally?
Oh, like, I think definitely, like, I love working in London. It's so amazing. It's so dynamic. It's so exciting. There's always things going on. But, you know, it's very rare in London that you have the same customers. Like, you don't really have regulars. Like, especially in my last job at Press, it was very much like, in the working districts where, like, it was just a barrage of people all the time, and people weren't, like, they didn't stop for chats and stuff, you know. Everyone was very, like, focused and very, like, coming in to get their coffee and they're going straight back out to their office or whatever. What I've, like, loved about St Albans, and what I didn't realize I think I was missing from all the jobs I'd been in, is that, like, the sense of community in St Albans is so lovely, and, like, the pace of life is a little bit slower, so, like, you know, you get people that will come in every day and they'll chat to you, and they've got time to chat to you, and, like, you make friends. Like, I feel like I've made so many friends, like, especially in lockdown, but before that as well. Like, I'd know customers by name, I'd know their order, like, you know, I'd look forward to them coming in, and we'd chat about all sorts of different things. And I think that sense of, like, really lovely, like, community, and being remembered and being able to have, like, interactions with people that weren't just, like, the same interaction every day, you know, like, being able to actually develop relationships with people was, like, so, it was such a nice experience. I don't think it's actually something I had experienced before. I hadn't worked in a small town type environment, like, or, you know, where you actually build the relationships with the people around you.
It sounds like London was much more transient then.
Yeah, it was a lot, like, it was just, you would have some regulars, but, like, the majority of people were literally just, like, businessmen coming in, getting their coffee, going. They're not really interested in talking to you, like, on a level, and they're too busy to do that anyway, you know. They're quite impatient, and it was just a different vibe. Like, it was really fun, like, and super dynamic and, like, fast paced, like, whereas St Albans is a lot slower. But equally, it's, like, a lot friendlier, and just people are, I've really enjoyed it.